Hey, what's up? It's John Kizzy. You know who is he, aka Philly G, because they know who I be. And I'm here with King Tigger.
What's up?
And hey, we started the podcast. Laton, he's sick today.
DJ always sick.
You know what? It's funny. I think he's sick because I told him last episode, because he, remember I told you he shit on TGT's
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said, okay, next episode we're going to talk about it. Mm. Listen to the album. And remember how he put in the chat, I've been listening to the album, I like it, man. This is tight, this is tight.
For sure.
He didn't want to walk that back. He didn't want to have to apologize like he did with Doja Cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why he's conveniently sick today. So that he don't have to apologize for shitting on TGT when they the bomb.
That and he needs some milk.
Oh, shit. this guy and this thing. You know what? I bet he don't even know that.
No.
Doesn't he know?
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Oh, shit.
You're pointing and nodding. But, yeah. Speaking of TGT, since I said that we're going to discuss it, even though I want to get Laton's view on it because he's the one that was like, they ain't got no hits.
Yeah, yeah. He was hating.
No one asked for that.
He was hating on it. Right.
But
it's an oldie but a goodie. Right? Yeah. So
I can't believe that with all the new music that came out this week, I've been listening to the TGT, an album that came out in 2013, Three Kings. From beginning to end, there's no skip.
Bro, I didn't even look up the new music for this week because I've been listening to that.
Aside from the diss tracks?
Oh, yeah. The diss tracks, and which two were good, one was shit.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Shoot, man. Besides the diss tracks, I don't think I looked up anything else.
Yeah, I didn't look up anything. Nothing at all.
TGT.
I know I heard a few new songs on the radio once I actually switched it over there for a minute, but I can't tell you what they was right now. I know, what's the name, Tyler?
Oh, yeah,
she got a new song. I forget the name of it right now, though, but she got a new song over
there. This is how behind the times we are. Yeah. Tyler's now.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah.
Is now on Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
This song was like the summer hit.
Summer hit, bro.
Yeah, I think it even came out before then. Now Virgin Radio Canada's playing it.
I've been saying it for years.
And I love it how they say, yeah, that new Tyler song. Mm. No, it ain't new.
It's not new.
It ain't new.
It's new to Maritimes or Halifax.
And I hate it when they always call a song new when it ain't new. Especially when it's a single off of an album.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new whatever, SZA song, no, the album came out a year ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's only new to you because you only bought the single and don't listen to the whole album.
Exactly.
Or else you'd be like, no, this song old. But back to TGT.
Yeah.
Like I said, beginning to end,
fire. Fire.
But like I told you I was going to do, I didn't do this part, but I did half of it. I said we discussed this.
Mm.
I told you I was going to go through the titles of the songs.
Yeah.
But I didn't write them all down, so I won't do that. But I will say this. R&B songs.
Yeah.
Like I said, R&B singers, I swear, love, losing love,
mm-hmm.
and sex
yeah.
is the only topics.
That's all they really got. I think we discussed it a little bit, unless it's something like dealing with loved ones lost or something inspirational for the world to have. But other than that, that's all you're going to get. Sex, losing love.
Yeah. Love. Like, what? Sex never felt better.
Yeah.
Weekend love.
Yeah.
Lessons in love. They have a song called Explode, which is about giving an orgasm.
Yep.
There's a song called Next Time Around, which is about getting married and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, now, I ain't trying to say it's a bad thing. I'm just, after listening to it, I'm impressed that you got all these songs, mm-hmm. all bangers, and all songs are talking about the same shit.
Exactly.
You know how I get on artists about not saying nothing?
Yeah.
I mean, they're saying something because they're saying emotional stuff.
Yeah.
But they're saying the same thing in different ways.
Bro.
For 20 songs.
R&B artists are talented.
I know.
They're talented.
Shit.
You know what I mean? Like Tyrese said, leave it in music.
It's
I think on one of his old albums he called this baby making music, and on this everyone wants to leave it in music.
And because it made me start thinking about other R&B artists. Mm-hmm. Like Jodeci was, I love Jodeci.
Yeah.
But then you're listening to the song Fiendin'. That's Fiendin' for Love.
Yeah.
Freaking You. Alone. Yeah. What else is there? Come and Talk to Me. Like yeah. all of it's about love and it's trying to hook up. You know what I mean? It's everyone.
But that's the that was their niche though. That's I don't think they can go anywhere else with that, yeah. right?
Oh wait, so. Oh wait. Bobby Brown, My Prerogative. That wasn't about that's just doing what it wanna do. You can't hold me down. Wait, unless is he telling the girl?
Telling the girl you can't hold me down. It's my prerogative. I do what I want to do.
And what he wants to do is probably other girls. So yeah.
Still about sex.
Yeah. Oh shit, still Bobby.
Sex. Even Bobby.
Man.
Even I, every little step, he was still talking about sex.
Yeah, probably every little step or love.
Yeah,
it's that's all they talk about. Yeah.
It is what it is, bro. You can't get away from it, right? So
yeah,
I mean, it's no real different than hip hop. I mean, hip hop has changed over the years drastically, but at first, when it first came out, it was like hip hop.
Yeah.
Know
yeah.
what I mean, and then it went to gangster rap. And which all they did was talk about selling drugs and shooting people. Now it's switched up to using the drugs and overdosing.
Yeah, true you know that. I mean?
So
yeah, it's crazy.
It's not much.
I like how you used the hip Rapper's Delight.
Yeah.
That is an example because it reminded me of DMX.
Because
He said how people used to say how lyrical rappers were back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, DMX was like, what are you talking about lyrical? He said, hip hop, hippie to the. He's like, what the fuck's a hippie? I was like, X is crazy. Right. X is comical. He's like, true. I don't know. I think every generation likes, they're like into, how could I say it? They gravitate to what they listened to when they were like, probably from your teenage to your 30s. That like from 15 to 30, that's your 15 years gap where those that music, whatever you listen to then, it's even much, movies too,
yeah, even movies
are going to be your favorite
yeah.
because now this is off topic and it's about movies and it's not going to be a popular opinion, but a lot of rappers, even us, give Scarface all kinds of flowers.
Still my favorite movie.
That movie is
still my favorite movie.
When you look at it, it's wrong,
bro. When you go back and actually watch it, that shit cheesy as a motherfucker.
It's cheesy as hell. And this whole time, it's a white dude playing a Cuban, and ain't no one saying nothing about it.
Italian playing a Cuban. Italian playing a Cuban on top of that.
Doing right. a fake accent and stuff. You do that now, your career's over.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, I'm watching it. Even the music and when stuff is happening, I was like, this is crazy, cheesy. But then then he'll say one of those lines, and I'm like, that's why we love it. He's got the quotables.
That's the thing, though, with Scarface, the novelty of it was that he came from
nothing. Yeah.
And became something, right? So that gangster movie is every hood kid's dream to become nothing up to something.
I guess it's inspirational, inspiring. I mean, see that.
I mean, other than the fact that he got shot to shit at the end of it, that's because he's facing the fucking... I don't even know, 18 pounds of fucking coke.
yeah.
You know, but...
Maybe that was to show the downfall, too. Yeah, you reach for the sky, you reach too high, and then you die.
Especially if you're not doing it right?
Because, yeah, he comes in to make the deal. Because remember, that happened because he fucked over your boy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But he then again, the boy wanted to kill that kid, right?
But he made no friends the whole way, though. That's the thing, right?
Nope. And the one friend he killed, like he had.
Yeah.
From day one. Yeah. Cuz killed his day one.
Day one.
Over his sister.
Over his sister, bro. I mean.
Shouldn't have hid it, though. They shouldn't have hid it.
There's a love, bro. There's a love.
I know. They shouldn't have hid it. That's what I'm saying. But that movie is crazy, but, man. Did they do a remake?
They're remastering it.
Just I heard they were doing a remake, like recasting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope not. I really
okay. hope not. Maybe it didn't go forward because of course, nowadays, you'd have to have a Cuban.
Yeah.
You know, actually, all the days you should have had to.
Yeah.
But nowadays, you can't have some guy make. Yeah. That wouldn't fly.
Cuban.
that wouldn't. That. Oh, shoot. That was back in that days because that's all he did was gangster movies.
Yeah.
Because then he was Corleone. And I think he had a bunch of other ones, too.
Godfather and all that shit.
Yeah, Godfather, that's who he's Don Corleone.
No, that's all it was about, though. You know what I mean? And Scarface put him on the map for it all, right?
So. Yeah, true. Al Pacino.
Yeah. He old as fuck now, though.
Yeah, and he don't look the best. He didn't age the best.
No.
But
I think he's in his 80s, though, so.
Yeah, I don't know how old he is. Life. Like, Harrison Ford is another actor that did, like, in interviews, he seems like he don't even know where he is.
Yeah, it's that age thing, bro. Age of memory, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he might have been playing a drug dealer. I'm sure he used quite a bit, too, right? That's Hollywood, right? Hollywood uses quite a bit of drugs, as they say. I don't know. I was never there. So, as an actor or performer, anyway.
And you know what's crazy? This difference between now and back then?
Mm.
Like, did you know Harrison Ford and Bruce Willis, they were action stars, right?
Yeah.
Had nair muscle.
Nope.
Now you got people like The Rock is an action star.
Yeah.
And the Marvel action stars are always built.
Well, don't forget, though, on the other side of Harrison Ford and who else did you say?
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. You also had Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, those two. Well, Arnold was, so. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, you did have them too. So
you had those
but two. Then you had Steven Seagal.
Yeah. He just fuck you out with his hands though, bro.
Yeah, our action stars are different.
And you had Bruce Lee.
Yeah, yeah, so we did have Bruce Lee.
It's cut as hell, right? So.
True that.
We had a mixture. We had a mixture. Now it's like you got to be ripped to be an action hero type of thing.
Right? Makes it believable.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
Although the women never have to be ripped. They just got to be skinny.
Skinny or in toned. Shape. Some of them got to be toned. Right? Yeah, some are toned. And if they can't get toned, they put the spandex shit over their arms so they can't see what's going on.
So it looks like they got some muscle underneath.
But yeah. Anyway, we went way off topic.
No, because we're talking about the ladies now.
Yeah, true.
So the lady now we can talk about the ladies that are in hip hop that are beefing.
There's too many of them beefing.
Yeah, I'm going to start with the
least
the mini beef.
Yeah,
and that's Ice Spice and Lotto.
Garbage.
Now I didn't hear what Lotto said.
Neither did I.
I did read the lyrics, and it wasn't nothing good. It was nothing like major.
Right.
But when you compare it to that, Ice Spice made a diss song called Fart. Saying you think you're the shit, but you ain't even a fart.
Yeah.
I'm like.
That sounds like some elementary
school. Yes. Shit. Exactly, cuz.
You know what I mean?
How are you gonna. How would.
I don't know, bro. I got about 45 seconds into the song.
I don't know.
The song, I turned the fuck off.
I don't know how with a straight face, you want to see your name on the charts and then dash fart. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
Imagine if that song took off and she was known as the Fart Girl.
Fart Girl.
The girl from Fart. Here now, performing her hit song,
Fart.
Ice Spice.
Not you think you're the shit.
Fart. Yeah.
See, bro, that's like some elementary shit.
I know. So I didn't even listen to nothing.
I didn't entertain it.
How the disses.
Now, 30 to 45 seconds, that's all I entertained.
Now, I know Lotto, and I forget what song was in, but she just talked about, made fun of her weave and stuff, saying how she's trying to be like her and whatever. Lotto is a rapper way better than Ice Spice.
Hands down.
Ice Spice had that one runaway hit, but she raps the same. She sounds the same on every song.
Every time.
Like, she got no kind of diversity or range. She can't switch up nothing. Cadence always the same, no matter the beat. I wouldn't be surprised if she just went in the booth with no beat and rapped, and they threw the beat on top.
That's probably what is happening. Because
that's what it sounds like.
That probably is what happened. Yeah, I don't know. That, like you said, that one song she made?
Became
a hit.
But that wasn't even her. That was Pink Panthers. Boy Is Mine Part 2.
Mm.
So she was featured on that. That was the song. That song's catchy as hell.
I don't listen to Ice Spice, so I don't really know a lot of her music anyway.
Yeah, I don't even know the names. No, wait. Munch. She had a song called Munch.
Munch. That sounds elementary too.
And that's like a ditch. I said ditch. A diss that she calling people a munch. Calling the guy, that just means that the guy eats pussy.
And that's a diss now?
Yeah, I guess. Pussy? I guess. Calling someone a munch. Whatever.
Shit.
Anyways, yeah, their beef is nothing compared to Nicki and Megan Thee Stallion.
Not even close.
No.
Not even close.
Not even a skill. But the thing, Lotto got skills, so I don't want to put her.
Yeah.
Lotto better than Megan, I think.
True.
But especially rapping wise.
Megan's diss hiss.
Yeah.
That's fucking a tongue twister right there. Diss hiss.
Diss hiss.
Her diss hiss.
Yeah.
She actually sounded good on it. Mm-hmm. Cadence wise and everything else. She actually had something to say on it. Unfortunately, Nicki responded back and just buried her.
Like Jay-Z did. I mean, Nas did the Jay-Z.
Right? Just completely buried her. Like, Megan went subliminal talking about who she was talking about. In some ways, like, I even mentioned it to Chef Lou when I was listening, letting him hear it. I was like, it almost seemed like she was more referring to Cardi B than what she was Nicki. What she was saying with the stripperhood, but Nicki also stripped too, right? But it seemed like she was talking more about Cardi B, talking about doing a song with them together and getting famous because I was on the song with you, in which they've done two big songs already together, which is WAP and Bongos, right? So it almost seemed like she was talking more about Cardi B than what she's talking about Nicki, but Nicki seems like she thought it was about her and responded the way she responded, and responded huge.
Yes.
Right? So.
Came out blazing.
Oh,
blazing.
Gloves off.
Nicki was like, she named names.
Came right open.
There was no subliminal. And it's funny, I seen an article saying that she denied the song was about Megan. I was like,
how you gonna deny name?
I know. You described her. You call it Bigfoot because she got shot in her Bigfoot. You mentioned Tory. You mentioned the situation. You called her out how she raps the same on every song.
You can't name call and say that it's not about that person.
And then after the song, you talk to her.
Yeah.
said, I know some stuff. You don't want to get out there. You better call. I was like, man, Nicki just went.
Well, that's the thing, right?
Crazy.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, I want to see if Megan can respond to it.
I don't know what she can.
I don't know. I want to see what else Nicki got to say about it.
I know.
With you. So what's the more stuff, Nicki? What's the more stuff?
What's more? What? Yeah. What?
You got me on a cliffhanger. Right here.
What's big? What's stuff? Bigfoot? Bigfoot part two.
I mean, what's the bigger stuff? Cause yeah, Megan, respond. Please respond. Please respond.
Yeah. Apparently, Nicki said that she has 5 songs ready to go, if Megan even thinks about responding.
Oh, that's gross. That's gross, bro.
She probably did all 5 of them back to back.
Yeah, that's gross.
And she knows so much shit she couldn't fit it in one. It came into another. Oh, it's like, gross. Oh, I can keep going. Let's, you know.
That's fucking gross.
So what so from the sounds of it, the next song we're hearing is by Megan Thee Stallion. It's called My Bad.
My bad. I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Cardi.
Yeah, my bad.
Shit.
That's crazy.
Like, honestly, bro, if she got 5 songs in the tuck waiting.
Ready to go.
Ready to fucking go. That sounds like some fucking Eminem shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they say Eminem does that shit, too.
Nas did that to Jay-Z.
Yeah.
If you go online, you can find the original. There was verses taken out of Ether.
Mm-hmm.
Because even the people he's with, he's like, that's too far, cuz. You got to slow down. But I seen on YouTube, floating around. I didn't. Mm. I must have been drunk because I didn't even listen to it. It was one of those things like, oh, I gotta hear this, but yeah. I wasn't in a place to just listen to it. It must have been like at work. I was on my phone and seen it and just forgot about it. Now that I said it, I gotta go check that out. Y'all go check that out too. I want to. Anything that you're saying, your peoples tell you that's too far. You gotta take that out. You're wrong, cuz.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy. But, yeah.
Speaking that's of, my kind of shit, though. I like
Yeah, I know. Shit. I know. That's man.
I like to go on too far shit.
I know. It's like, I always felt like Fitty and his beefs held back a little.
I guarantee you did.
Because he was always, like, more fun, making fun of you, laughing.
Yeah.
It's like making fun of you rather than trying to end your career.
Mm-hmm.
But even though he was able to end your career by making fun of you,
yeah,
Ja, but he always was having fun with it.
Yeah.
He never was, like, serious. Even though he still said he hates Ja, we don't like that guy.
Yeah.
But he always took it as a joke. It,
right?
You know what I mean?
I want to kind of reiterate, because you guys did the Billboard chart thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, last week.
Yeah.
And you guys were talking about how Ja was upset that he didn't make the list. Now, y'all know I'm not a Ja Rule fan.
Mm-hmm.
But in my perspective, if one person is able to ruin your career, no matter how much you sold, how many times you charted on the billboards, you should not be on there if one person is able to ruin your career. In my perspective, my opinion, right? So, and like a lot of people say, well, Rick Ross is on there. Well, 50 went after Rick Ross, but he didn't end his career.
Right, true.
So Rick Ross is still out there making music and still doing his thing. Ja Rule, even though I guess he got an album coming out, who's really going to go buy it?
Yeah, you know what? I want to see what the album sales for that is.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's been, what, 20 years since he made an album?
I don't even know, because, like, I won't lie. Like, after 50 came out, I don't know if Joss there. I liked Ja Rule before that. But it's like, I don't know if his, I did, because I had his first two albums, and I had jams on each one of them. And after 50 just dismantled them, it's like the songs he put out after that just weren't hitting.
No.
And I don't know. I'm going to go back and listen to it. Some old Ja Rule. Because I want to know, was it not hitting because I thought less of him because Ja just
that probably was
died?
It, that probably was got thing. Killed? I thought less of him because of what 50 was saying about him, right?
Yeah.
And making fun of him for. But I never liked that motherfucker regardless. But like I said, just...
Like, even Living It Up, even though that was it, a lot of people say that's a jam, I was just like, eh. Between Me and You is my jam. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. Always On Time.
Don't get me wrong. I know Ja Rule's songs, but because they were played so fucking much in clubs, that's why I know the fucking songs, right? But I don't be trying to sing them. You know what I mean? I sit there and wait now when they play Shawnee on there. I'm like, is this a version with Ja in it, or is this the one without him? And they played the one without him. I'm like, okay, cool. I can listen to it then. Right? So.
The Last Temptation was his last album. Came out 2002.
Oh, that's the one that had Bobby Brown on it.
Yeah. Wait, what was this? What was that song called? Thug Lovin'?
Yeah.
Even I wasn't impressed with that either.
Yeah. I like Bobby's part.
I'm a Bobby fan.
I like Bobby's part. That's when Bobby was starting to lose his voice.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. That was 20 years ago, Bobby, and he was still old then.
Yeah.
Man, no wonder he looked like that on stage. Because didn't I tell you, I switched to the awards. I think I might have already said it was on here. I switched into the some awards show.
Yeah.
And I was seeing this guy singing off stage, and I was like, what? When the fuck did Cedric the Entertainer start singing? And then they panned out, and you seen the other members of New Edition, and I was like, that's Bobby Brown. That ain't Cedric. I thought Cedric the Entertainer was just killing it.
Stop it.
I swear.
Bobby had a lot of health issues.
Hey.
He got his own barbecue cookbook.
I was giving mad props to Cedric for his pipes.
Bobby alone, man.
I was like, Cedric can sing, cuz. And I seen the other six. I was like, what? Kings of Comedy? Oh, no, that's New Edition.
Man had a lot of issues, bro.
I know he did.
Issues.
True that.
Of course, he had a lot of alcohol and drug issues. And
you know what? Issues. Yeah, you know? He's only 54.
Yeah, he's only 54. He can get, well, he got to put into work to get back in shape.
True that.
He knows all the rest of the members. They're still in decent shape.
Because, yeah, like, right. I don't know. He can do it. But this, you know what was even sadder than me thinking he was Cedric?
Hmm.
Watching him do the dance moves with the rest of them.
It's just,
I know.
It's barely moving.
You shouldn't be doing that. When there's six of you on stage, it's very noticeable.
It's sweat like a
motherfucker. Well, you were barely moving.
It's still sweat like a motherfucker.
It's very noticeable.
Oh, shit. Bro, how the fuck do you go for New Edition? Fuck, they were open before we were born.
Mm-hmm.
So 40-something plus years. as basically a backup dancer and be headlining the fucking name of Belle Biv DeVoe.
Who?
Fucking Ronnie. Not Ronnie.
Ricky?
DeVoe.
DeVoe?
Yeah.
What do you mean headlining?
Because, well, his name's in the title. All that nigga did was dance.
Oh, Belle Biv DeVoe?
Yeah.
Well, that's because the name was just the three of them.
Yeah, but all the nigga did was dance. He ain't never sang. That motherfucker lip-synced the whole time.
I mean, but when they didn't Belle Biv DeVoe, at least they let him rap.
If you want to call it rapping.
Rap. No, and that's I'll the thing.
I love y'all.
I love them, too. And they are good. Would you call them R&B or pop?
R&B. Pop. R&B.
They were a boy band, though.
True.
Because they were put together. That's how boy bands are.
Yeah, but so was
Jodeci. They were the NSYNC before NSYNC.
So was Jodeci.
Actually, no.
Boy band.
But they weren't a manufactured boy band. What I'm talking about, these guys were put together. Jodeci is two sets of brothers that knew each other from church.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Remember, New Edition was the white version. Sorry. New Kids on the Block was the white version of New Edition. They made by the same people afterwards. They just have auditions and put the people together.
Mm. Yeah, but them guys knew each other from around the way, too, though.
Some of them did, yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure Bobby knew... I always get the fucking names mixed up. Mike. He knew Mike. Bivens.
He
knew Bivens and he knew Ronnie, I
think. Because Bivens really dropped the ball.
Oh, sorry, Ralph. He knew Ralph.
Biv 10. And Michael Bivens discovered Boys the Men.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he's looking for his people and gave them a nice, fair contract because they weren't with him for long.
No,
because
they went to Motown, didn't they?
They went somewhere.
Yeah.
And then he lost his hand in that. Because remember Motown Philly? He was there.
Yeah.
And they even had he had all kinds of people. ABC.
Yeah.
Boys the Men, ABC, BBD.
The East Coast Family.
Those Family. Yeah, because he had a clique. And he met all these singers.
Yeah.
It's rappers. Ain't that crazy? Rappers are easier to keep their clique together than singers.
Because
remember... Jodeci, because they had the Basement Crew, though.
Yep.
Jodeci, Devontae had Jodeci,
mm-hmm.
Genuine,
yep.
Timbaland, Magoo,
yep.
Missy, and was even bringing in Aaliyah.
Yeah.
And then he fucked around. Imagine if he has kept them together, guys. They would have just ruled all hip-hop.
They broke up in the group,
sorry, R&B. They didn't really break up.
Well, they separated.
It's like Devontae and Dalvin just stopped working.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Dalvin didn't put out that solo album. Yeah.
But then Casey and JoJo kept going with their thing.
Yeah. And Devontae was just on a ranch somewhere. Just chilling.
The Devontae swang?
Yeah.
The swang.
Man. Yeah, they should have stayed together.
Like, you don't hear no more from H-Town.
Like, yes, I heard something.
Did you?
Not that long ago. It was H-Town and Jodeci did a song together.
Okay.
And it was so good, this is how good it is, that I can't remember the name. That's how it was a jam.
Oh, shit. I can hear a DJ right now. Because we're cracking out laughing at that right now.
I can't remember the name of it. I think it was a sequel to Knock in the Boots. I don't know.
Okay.
Knock in the Fiend in Boots. Who knows what it's called? I don't know. It's out there. H-Town and Jodeci. We actually talked about Jodeci last week.
Oh, did you?
Because we were talking
about...
Yeah. How I was waiting for their album. Mm. And then it just wasn't it. And the waiting was better than actually getting the album. There's two tracks on there that are the exact same song. One has a rapper in it and one doesn't. I forget the name of it, but...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was disappointing to, like... recycle it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you
think. You're 25 years to make a new album and you want to recycle stuff? Because I think, when did the last album come out? No, it might have been in the 90s.
I think the last album came out in 96.
It was around the OJ verdict.
95, 96.
Man. That was a long time ago.
You said the OJ verdict. There's so much shit with OJ, I can't remember when the fuck that shit happened.
His first one, the not guilty one.
That was in the 90s.
Not when... he got not guilty, and instead of chilling like a person should chill, he goes to go steal back his own shit and then gets caught. He didn't know that the white people would wait for anything to get you.
That was mid
90s. Late 90s.
With the stole the shit?
No.
That was
the original
one.
That
was mid teens, wasn't it?
I don't know, man. He should have just.
15 or some shit?
If you. I was going. If you get away with murdering two white people,
Allegedly.
You chill the fuck out, OJ. Just go, I shouldn't even say that. You gonna come get me.
I was on the fuck cloud nine, bro. If you got away with it.
You probably thought he can get away with anything. Right? When they said not guilty, he's like, really? I mean, yay. I remember that, man. That was the most polarizing moment in history. At school, inner city school, we had mostly black people. We was cheering. We were watching in class. Yeah. And then you turn to the two white people in your class, and they weren't smiling.
Oh. Brother won for once. We were happy that the brother won for once, bro. You know, not many times that a brother wins in court, so we were happy for it. We knew he probably did it, but we were happy that he won, right?
Yeah, and that's all we get for years. That's why Tory Lanez is in jail and didn't do nothing. Yeah. The girl they was with had the gun residue. I'm just saying. I think she shot Megan. You know what I mean?
Which way? Bigfoot?
Bigfoot. Speaking of, back to the beefs and older stuff, a beef that's resurfacing that shouldn't is Eminem and Benzino. First off, who cares to ever hear music from Benzino again? Second off, nobody, because I went to search for his diss track on Spotify and it ain't there. So Spotify don't even want to hear your diss, Benzino. And M, I don't know why do you have to bring Coi Leray into it? Probably just trying to be relevant. Like, I don't know, man.
Did M bring Coi Leray into it?
Yeah. He said, I guess that Coi Leray verse ain't going to happen. Or collab ain't going to happen. Something along the lines of that, right? Because he's dissing Benzino, so he's saying that, I guess I ain't going to be able to. Even though Coi Leray already said that she was a fan of him.
Yeah, and she's don't listen to her father, period, anyway, right? I think on both of their parts are just trying to be relevant somehow, some way, right? Like, why? Benzino's been, 20 plus years?
Of nothing.
Of nothing. And then the best that you can say about M is that he's gay? Okay, well, bro, it's 2024. It's fine to be gay now. Unless you're Puffy.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It's fine to be whatever.
Yeah.
As long as you ain't denying it.
Yeah.
That's where they get you.
That's where it gets
But you are right.
Yeah.
They're using like 1996 disses.
Yeah.
Like calling a guy gay.
Yeah.
That was your diss in 1996. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Look how you're wearing that. You're almost, come on now.
Oh, like.
It's almost, you may as well say. You might as well have said, you think you're the shit?
Yeah.
You ain't even a fart.
Yeah. But yeah.
That's how childish calling the guy gay is the only diss.
It don't work no more, bro. Sorry.
No.
It don't work no more. But if M rebuttals to it, hopefully M got more to say than what Benzino had to say and what he said on his first part of the track, right? So, I mean, like you said, bringing in Coi, why?
I know.
Right?
And the thing is that even the diss is bad because he calling him gay and he said you never see him with a woman and got a point there. You never hear about M's, who he's with and whatever.
Yeah.
But there's two things to that. One, which is probably the most, logical, the most probable, is that he's just a private person and he don't put his shit out there.
Yeah.
But two could be, he could just be one of those people that are like asexual, ain't into dating and stuff, and doesn't need that. Know,
right? Listen,
you don't know.
We never knew who Tiger Woods' wife was until she sued his, came after his ass.
It's true that.
So, just like you said, probably wants to be private, keeping all his fucking personal shit off to the side. Right? It's all about the music, not about who he's fucking, who he's married to, who he's not married to. Or if he's an asshole or not an asshole,
you just bring up the Tiger Woods. I still get mad over there. I don't know how these rich people get caught. How does Tiger Woods not have a burner phone?
Because he likes sex clubs.
But he got caught. Remember telling her, "Oh, can you erase my number off your phone?"
Yeah.
And they found your number. Well, how you don't have a second? You Tiger Woods, you live in a mansion. You can't have a second phone?
That shit, right in your golf bag.
Yeah.
Turn it off, put it in the golf bag, Tiger.
It could have made it one of those friggin' what's it called? The pay as you go ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Prepaid. Do that. Yeah. So that if someone picks it up, oh, it don't even work no more. Because it ain't the phone.
Get that shit to your caddy.
I don't even know. Because
caddy's supposed to take the fall for you on that thing. Get that shit to the caddy.
Yeah, or an assistant. You don't got people for this? I can't even fix my shirt.
Oh, man. But no, man. Like, it seems like now for a while, and we keep talking about Benzino, that he's just trying to become relevant all over again. Right? Even though he was never really relevant back in the day.
The only reason back in the day he was relevant to a degree is because he owned the Source.
Yeah.
And rappers want to be in the Source.
In the Source, right?
You know what I mean? Because I can't see the rappers that when his album came out,
yeah,
that he did songs with, I can't see them wanting to fuck with him if he wasn't on there.
No.
Because he ain't a good rapper.
No.
He's whack.
Yeah. I mean, like, why? Didn't he says something about his daughter first. Then he says something about Buster and his daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's coming back after M. So it's like, man, he's just, I just feel though, he's that old man at the party that's just trying to hit on all the young girls and trying to be relevant and trying to be cool and hip and all that there shit.
I think it has to do with jealousy more.
That's.
I think he sees his daughter blowing up,
yeah,
being where he wanted to be,
and doing it better than him.
Yeah, way better.
Better than him, right?
You know what I mean? Got actual fans.
Yeah.
Like, frig. Not the more I think about it, I never heard anybody. What, yo, you got that? He isn't made men. Joey liked that.
Yeah.
He liked. That's the only person I've ever heard of that liked anything. In the Benzino realm. That's the only person I ever known.
That's the thing. People might have flocked to the people that are around Benzino. But I can't see them really flocking to.
Yeah, I can't even remember stuff, if I right? ever heard a song of his anywhere outside of that. He had that Figaro song for a bit.
Mm.
But no, man. I think Joey's the only one I ever heard play that.
Though? He's doing what he wants to be done. We're talking about him right now.
True that.
Right?
Yeah, Benzino.
He wants someone to talk about him, right? We're talking about him right now. Good job, Benzino. It's still shit.
Man. See, and the thing is, it's algorithms is making me stop from going back and listening to him. Because yeah. I part of me was like, man, does he have any hot tracks? And I kind of want to go listen to it.
Mm.
But then I know it will get my algorithm.
Don't do it on Spotify. Do it on some other stream.
Oh, yeah. If I do it on YouTube. No, on YouTube. Then it gets in your algorithms, too.
Do it on streams. I'll
have to find a way. Man, we use this.
Use Apple Music if you don't use it. Use it on there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So let's find some other streaming site.
Because now, after we did that review for that Insano by Kid Cudi,
yeah,
that whack album, he keeps trying to creep into my.
Yeah, Mike keeps trying to creep into
I'm just jamming. If I do Daily Mix, all of a sudden, he'll come up and I'm like, nope. Now, I like when 21 Savage comes up, but yeah, not him.
You heard that here. He likes when 21 Savage comes
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what he was saying back a year ago?
Yeah. Hey, I even said it. His voice, I don't like the most.
Mm.
But anyway, did you check out the 21 Savage album?
Yeah. That was hot.
Because you weren't here last week to talk about it. So what'd you think?
That was hot, bro. That was a hot album. I listened to that from start to finish.
Yeah.
I think when I listened to it again, there may have been one song that I skipped. I can't remember the name of it. I think it was a little bit on the slower side. One of the songs that was a little bit more on the slower side. It just wasn't for me in my time of mood. I probably can listen to it any other time, but yeah, in my time of mood at that time, it just wasn't for me, and I skipped it. But start to finish, I can't listen to that album. Right? It was good. It was well put together. I mean, he didn't say 21 that much on it for once.
You think?
He says it a lot, but he didn't say it as much as he would just being a feature artist like 21, 21, 20.
You know what? And then there's, I wonder if that's it. I find that he says it more in songs when it's somebody else is on it.
Yeah.
Because that one with Lil Durk.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on a roll where he's saying it like every 2 seconds. I'm like, dude, chill. But then, yeah, a lot of the other songs he doesn't.
Yeah,
I love the song with the last song on the album with Mariah the Scientist.
Yeah, that was good. That was real good.
And it's crazy. It's like the album starts out like banger, right?
Mm.
And then it does, like you said, slow down.
Yeah.
But then at the end, it's like he puts all his songs with the R&B hooks
yep.
all together at the end.
Yeah.
And they're all just
Yeah, they're all bangers.
Yeah, once you get to the, yeah, you don't, no more skipping after that.
I think it would be classified as a second side album.
You know what? I bet you, yeah, side A, side B.
Yeah.
So artists still do that, but it's so funny because no one uses tapes no more.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe you decide when it's side B.
B side.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, real good album, man.
No, it was a real good album, bro. Like, I still listen to it. I'm glad it stays in my algorithms. It comes up every once in a while because, like I said, I've been listening to 2G. T-G-T.
I said 2G? He going to love that. You gave him a shout out. 2GT.
Quite a bit now, so I know that's going to be my algorithms for a while. All right? So,
nice.
Like, yeah, just, I heard you guys mention me last week about it. And you guys are right. I was banging that when it first came out. That was my shit. I mean, so
like, you know what's crazy is that, speaking of algorithms, I listened to TGT's album from beginning to end about 5 times this past week.
Yeah,
and that's probably underestimating. Probably listen to it more. Mm. And you know how after the album goes, it goes and plays
with other shit.
Other shit.
Yeah.
Every time, right when the album's done, the first song they play, Deep. By Blackstreet.
Yep, same here.
And
so it must be like that for
so much so I thought it was different for me. I was like, wait, I know this song. Because I was ready. I'm glad that we didn't pod like the day after this. Because I was ready to come in here and get on Laton and be like, yo, cuz, Deep is the hit by them. How are you going to say you never heard that? Until finally I was like,
That's not true, bro.
Alexa, what's the song? Deep by Blackstreet. I was like, shit. Okay.
See, that's why I listen to it in my car.
Yeah.
So shit comes out.
Oh, afterwards. You get to see. Because I was listening to it. I was like, none of them sound like Tyrese.
Nope.
None of them sound like Genuine. But I don't know Tank enough.
Yeah.
But then I listened to it. No, I was like, no, wait. Because then it would have to be featuring because I'm hearing other voices.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, it was Deep by Blackstreet. And then I also get this new song by Johnny Gill and Ruff Transvent called All Mine.
Yeah.
LaToya. Two songs
by... It's not that new.
Oh, well, new to me. Sorry. Yeah, I'll just say new to me. Yeah, all these songs are probably old.
Yeah.
But LaToya, two songs. One was called Torn.
Mm.
And then another one featuring Ludacris. Yeah. And I forget the name of that.
That's a good one,
though. And she was my favorite because she was my favorite in Destiny's Child.
Oh, really?
I always thought she was the cutest.
The only one I really like.
And then what?
She's the only one I really
like. And then they kicked her and the other one out.
Yep.
And added two more. And it's... I always wonder, what's Farrah up to? What does she feel? She's the one that was there for one video and then left to do her solo career. How do you leave Destiny's Child...
And go do a solo
career? When you ain't nobody yet. You're the replacement. You didn't even know her name.
Oh,
it was
to what she like.
LaToya and Latavia. I might be pronouncing Latavia's name wrong.
Mm.
Got replaced by Michelle and Farrah. They were in the was it Say My Name?
See, I remember LaToya. I remember Michelle. I don't remember the other two.
Well, Latavia, and I'm probably saying her name wrong. Yeah. She's the shorter one.
Okay.
The darker one. She was the first one in the first group. Because remember, it's Beyonce, Kelly, LaToya, and Latavia. Destiny's Child was a 4-woman thing.
Shit, bro. That's how much I listened to them. I always thought it was only 3 of them.
No, it was 4. And then, apparently, this is alleged. Don't take this as me knowing, because I wasn't there. There were contract disputes.
Beyonce.
And the other two girls, they kicked them out. And we played
Latavia.
Yep, and we replaced it with Michelle and Farrah.
And then they got rid of Farrah and kept Michelle.
No, Farrah left to go do solo because she thought she was going to take it off.
She thought she was.
Yeah. The funny thing is,
Kelly at least.
Yeah. The funny thing is that LaToya and Latavia said that they found out that they were out the group when they seen the Say My Name video and they weren't in it.
See, a lot of that shit had to do with her father and mother, too.
That's exactly what they did say. It was Beyonce's father wanted control of everything.
Yeah.
And, again, I wasn't expecting this topic, so I didn't look it up. So I might be wrong. But I think that Kelly. Kelly was not adopted. I don't know if it's called adopted, but Beyonce's father was became the legal guardian or whatever.
So adopted.
Okay. Adopted, yeah. Could be wrong. Look it up. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You know what I mean? I'm not like.
Yeah, it'd be adopted, right? I can see that.
So that's why the, you know, sides of mm-hmm. sides were taken, right? Because everything was going to be in their favor.
Yeah. Right. All the money went to them, right?
Yeah.
But went to the daughter the most. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know. That's whatever. I'm still not a Beyonce fan, so. You know. I get a lot of people turn their head at me when I say that shit. You don't like Beyonce? You don't find her sexy? Too. I never ever said I don't find her sexy. I said I'm not a fan of hers.
So I like.
There's a difference, right?
Check Up On Me. That's my jam by Beyonce.
You like that?
Yeah. Even the video. She just looked. That's the best I've ever seen her look. Mm. Latonya, my ear, said that he didn't even know that there were four members of Destiny's Child. He thought there was only three. See? You guys don't remember when it was No.
No, I don't
that first song?
That's how unrecognizable that girl was to me that I don't remember. That I remember Latoya.
Okay, he said I said her name right. It's Latavia.
Latavia?
Yeah.
But I remember Latoya.
Yeah.
I remember Kelly and I remember Beyonce. I do not remember that one. And then when they switched out, I remember Michelle.
You thought they just switched three and then three new ones?
No, I thought they just switched the last one because it was always Beyonce, Kelly's name at first.
Yep.
And then the other girls' names are always at the end. So I just thought they switched Latoya for Michelle. That was it. I didn't know about the other two. So I apologize, ladies. I didn't know about y'all. But, you know, I was thinking that the other day, too. It was like, you ever notice that there's not many songs, R&B-wise, for the females that you could sing all the way through, but for the guys that you can?
What do you mean?
Like, can you sing a full Destiny's Child song from start to beginning? Or start to end, sorry.
I don't know.
Or Escape, or...
Oh, definitely TLC, not the Escape. Maybe TLC.
Maybe TLC.
But
can you say that you can sing more Jodeci, H-Town?
Oh, definitely.
From start to...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, but yet, they made them songs for females, but yet we can sing them. And these girls, they don't really make songs for guys. They just make songs for the younger girls. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we can't sing them. But yet, we know the ones for the females.
It's because we grew up in a... Like we said, an era, like we tried to say, where Benzino calling Eminem gay is the diss. We came up in an era that was more toxic.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to get caught singing the females part.
No.
Because somebody would say something about you.
We'd be called gay.
Yeah, because that's the era came up in, right? So, yeah, I could see that. Yeah, Chef Lou sent me the picture. There's the four. Yep, the four original members.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Latavia, and that's Latoya. And Kelly and Beyonce, of course.
Latavia's the taller one, right?
No, Latoya's the taller one. Latavia's the short one. Yep.
In that picture.
Yep, so... Wait, no, you said you know Latoya. You said you forgot.
I know her music.
Okay.
I don't remember what she looked like, though. Now, Michelle, I remember what Michelle looked like.
Right? So. Lewis said he didn't know she existed. Man, see, I know my music. I know my music. When it comes to music, I know that stuff. But I like that she's really doing music, still doing stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder if Lewis can look it up and let us know, is Latavia doing anything? I wonder what she's up. That's funny. You know what's funny? Is that my question was, I wonder what Fair is up to. And we were talking about everybody, every member of Destiny's Child except for her.
Oh, shit.
Because my point was, I wonder what it's like to be in a group and think that you're going to go. Because you're only leaving if you think you're going to do better. Mm-hmm. No one leaves a group to do worse. Mm-hmm. But then nothing. You seen how many times the members of New Edition kept coming back?
Well, didn't that happen with us already?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. Happens to podcasters too.
Happened to podcasters too.
Happened with the Joe Budden podcast. Yeah. Two members left and thought that they were going to take off, and then they didn't. I mean, like, I stopped watching that show. It stopped being, I don't know. It you can't replicate chemistry.
No.
You know what I mean? You can't force it. It's either there or it isn't. And sometimes if you take one piece out, that piece can sometimes stand on its own, but it can take away everything from all the rest.
Right now, I think the only podcast I can stand on its own would be Drink Champs.
That's because...
With Nori, right?
Yeah. I wonder if there's got to be a point when it stopped being called just a podcast. Like,
he said he don't want to be called nothing else, but...
Yeah.
So...
It's definitely
it's a show now.
Yeah.
It's almost like fucking watching a daytime show if you continually watch it, right? Like, it could... Well, I was going to say it could be on TV, but we got to find a station that's going to allow everything that's going to happen on that show to be on... to be seen, right? So.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I always forget about that. Mm. That's one thing you got to look. Like, yeah. if we had a show, we'd have to edit out a lot of the stuff we said.
A lot of shit that we said.
And the thing is that sometimes it's not even just the cursing. It's like the innuendos you have to not say.
Yeah.
And the hinting at stuff.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
So that's why he probably wants to remain a podcast, so he can say and do and drink, smoke, whatever he wants. You know what I mean? So it won't have to be censored as much. So what's he saying over there? Because I know he's saying something. You gave me that blank look.
Yeah. He's saying that after who left the group? So after Latavia left the group, she formed her own group called Angels that also included Latoya. So it's Latoya and Latavia left. They did their own group. Obviously, we ain't heard no hits from them.
I guarantee we did. Hope we don't remember them.
I doubt that we did.
Maybe not hits, but
you gotta remember.
Might have heard a couple songs.
I don't know. I'll look it up. But she went on and did Broadway and stuff. She's still working. The thing is, she could sing.
Yeah.
And she was a member of Destiny's Child. That's still on your resume.
Yeah, true.
Founding member of Destiny's Child. But Latoya, who is my favorite, I like what she's doing. I really like what she's doing.
That's crazy.
And the funny thing, I wonder, because people always talk about Destiny's Child reuniting.
Mm-hmm. Are they have fucking six members? No.
Five? Well, Pharaoh was there for one day.
Still a member.
Well, then you'd have six members if all of them did it.
Shit.
That ain't even much. You see these K-pop? Not, like, you ever see the K-pop groups?
You got Beyonce singing lead, Kelly singing co-lead, and all the rest of them doing background vocals.
True that.
You know what I mean? Them girls ain't going to be happy with that. They want a little bit more spotlight than that.
Yeah, true that.
So, especially Latoya, right? And even Michelle's going to want a little bit. Like, Michelle's going to be like, well, I'm still with you guys.
Michelle went gospel, didn't she?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
She got a voice, man.
I think Latoya should be third. That's only because she's my favorite.
Latoya should be. Yeah, she should be third.
Yeah. Lewis said that Farrah was verbally attacked by management. That's what made her leave.
Well, Beyonce's father.
Yeah, that's who management is.
Right?
Yeah.
Or her mother.
Oh, yeah, both of them was running that shit. But
her father had a lot more to say, so.
No. So
by that time, no, she wasn't with Jay-Z yet at that time. After that switch. So yeah, we saw her father and the mother.
And she she went on to do movies.
Yeah.
Single Black Female. Life is But a Dream. And something that, the preacher's family.
Okay. I think I seen that one too.
Yeah, she.
That's a shame.
She was cute.
I still don't know who this girl is, but probably seen her in all kinds of shows.
No, there's three movies you might have seen her in. Yeah, I can't even say I liked her because. The songs that she was in, like that video, she wasn't in the song. Because remember that was already recorded. Recorded,
that's right.
So they were just like limp singing. Same with Michelle.
Milli Vanilli.
Yeah. But yeah, it'd be cool if they reunited.
I'd like to see all six of them on stage. So I can remember who the other two are. Fuck.
Yeah. I'm going to listen to more LaToya, though. I'm glad. And it also took me down a rabbit hole of a lot of singers that I've never heard before.
Mm.
Like, I don't know who Luke James is.
I know who Luke James is. I heard of him.
But he sounds good. But yeah. Anyways, speaking of reuniting, you see that Lil Wayne and Birdman are back together?
Yeah, it had to happen. They're getting old.
Like father, like son.
Yeah, it had to happen. They're getting old, bro.
Because anytime you know what happened? Lil Wayne did a song with 2 Chainz. And he said, you know what? If I'm going to carry a whole album, I'm going to carry it with my fam. So we went back to Birdman.
No, it had to happen, bro. Like, they're getting older. Birdie's getting older. It had to happen. They had to reunite at some point. You got to squash the beef at some point in time. Especially if you consider each other like father and son.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But man.
Birdie helped put Wayne on the map. Wayne solidified his career, but Birdie helped put him on the map.
Him, oh, yeah, well, he discovered him.
Right? Yeah, so.
So, oh, yeah, you got to give him respect.
Not really discovered him. Fucking, it was his best friend's son, so not really discovering him.
Well, I guess put him on.
Put him on, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so.
Yeah, I don't even know how I feel about that, if I'm looking forward to it or what.
I'm not looking forward to the album that Birdie's on it, but I'm happy that two people can come back together and reunite and make up. You know what I mean?
So. True. Now, an album that's reunited, and if it happens,
yeah,
I've heard about this stuff. Like, Method Man was supposed to get an album that was produced by RZA,
mm-hmm.
So the Jizza said he was.
Yeah.
You keep hearing stuff like that, and now we're hearing that Snoop's new album is going to be completely produced by Dre.
The whole time.
If it happens. Wu-Tang has let me down. Listen, I hope that Death Row don't.
I was waiting for 2010, 2011 for the next Chronic to come out. I'm so pissed off about that.
Oh, okay? What was it called? Detox.
Detox, yeah. I'm still pissed off.
Because that album was supposed to be done like 20 years ago. Exactly. It ain't never coming out.
So I'm still pissed off about that. But if Snoop and Dre come together, I'll be one happy motherfucker. Because now... That's if Dre can still go into the vault the way he can go into the vault what he did with everyone else's music, right? He is getting older now. Some shit changes in your mind. So if he can go into the vault the way he went 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I think it's going to be a real decent album, right? Mind you, Snoop got to go in the vault too, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't. You're not going to get...
But Snoop's been good, though.
Snoop's good. Like, no, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But your expectation of a Snoop Dre is going to be...
Oh, that's a high expectation.
High expectation. Yeah, you're thinking Doggy Style. You're thinking Chronic. You're thinking Chronic 2. Your Murder Was the Case. That's the type of expectation that you're kind of going in with when you hear these two iconic artists coming back together.
Yeah, right? That's true.
So, I think both of them got to go into the vault. They can't bring out their bullshit. They got to bring out their best.
You know what they got to do? Hopefully they're all cool.
Yeah.
Snoop owns Death Row now.
Yeah.
Bring that old thing back, cuz.
The whole fucking
bring thing. Daz and Corrupt in the studio, Warren G.
Daz? Yeah, Daz a little upset with Snoop right now. Don't forget.
So, get him. Bring him back.
Exactly.
Get Warren G.
Definitely bring Warren.
See what Lady of Rage is up to. Get Sam Snead. All of them. Remember Sam C's? You better recognize. Yeah. Tell me this. What else the fuck did he ever do?
That's all he said. And then fucking Bylaw said it even better.
Yeah. That was on Murder Was the Case. Yeah. He's like, you think you better recognize. I like, damn, it's the man with the master plan. Mm-hmm. His name's Sam. And I think you better recognize. And then he was just gone.
That was it.
Even Lady of Rage disappeared after Afro Puffs. Like and a verse here or there.
I was disappointed in that.
But, yeah. It's like these are names that we know.
Yeah.
For one thing. One track. RBX.
Yep.
He was on there. Who else was on Death Row? Little Half Dead.
Never like Little Half Dead.
Who else did? Was it Eastsiders? Was that after Death Row?
Yeah. Yeah. That was after No Limit.
After No Limit. Yeah. Okay.
That was after No Limit.
I remember.
Even still, you can put both of them on there too.
Yeah. I don't even know both of them. I know Trey D. Who was the other one?
They can put me on a spot like that.
The members of the East Side is Snoop Dogg, Trey D. Was it Tone Loc? No. Goldilocks?
Yeah, Goldilocks. Goldilocks, Trey D, and Snoop.
All right. I got it.
Yeah. I'm glad you got it. I couldn't think of that just now. For some reason, I went to West Side Connection. I was like, Mac Chen.
I mean, they from the West.
Yeah.
But
Chuck them on there, too. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah. And LBC crew, bring them back. But I heard Badass died a while back.
I heard that, too.
He was my favorite member of LBC crew.
I've never seen no actual commitment to that fact yet, but
yeah.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Oh, remember Dub Shack? Mm-hmm. Man, remember the Twins, Gus?
I wasn't a fan of the Twins.
Oh, I like the Twins. I don't know which one rap better because they both sound the same to me. But
needless to say, like I said, you either you gotta come out if it's just gonna be a solo joint. Snoop gotta come with that 90s shit. I know he can't really talk about that 90s shit no more because the nigga's 50 years old now, and Dre's what 54 years old, so a little harder to talk about that 90s shit. But it gotta come within the relevance of that 90s shit for it to be. I don't want to say successful because I think the album's going to be successful regardless, but to be, so to my standards, it's got to be within that 90s shit, that 90s realm.
Right? Yeah, we'll see. I think it'd be dope. I think Kendrick might be involved somehow.
Oh, that'd be good.
That'd be dope.
But see, I think.
Because Kendrick sounds good with Snoop. Kendrick sounds good with Dre. Right?
I can see him chucking the Game on there.
Oh, yeah. I heard that that's one of the reasons why.
That's why Daz is pissed off.
It was a corrupt.
Daz corrupt, sorry.
Yeah.
I
remember that now.
No, Daz. Yeah, Daz is pissed off.
Oh, I thought it was corrupt.
Yeah. One of them fucking two niggas. I can't fucking remember.
We'll just say the Dog Pound's mad. Yeah,
the Dog Pound's pissed off. He might chuck Warren G's son on there for some vocals.
I don't.
Not Warren G, sorry. Nate Dogg's son on for some vocals.
Oh.
Right?
So. Have you heard him?
Sounds just like his father.
Oh, okay.
Right. So, he released a track when he first purchased Death Row, and he did that little album, and his son was on there.
Okay.
His son was on there, right? He was singing this shit. So, sounds just like him. Sounds just like his father. Not to the full degree, but the voice is good. It's on point.
Well, whatever they do,
yeah.
I hope it don't take them 5 years to do it.
No.
I hope this year or next year. I hope that the announcement isn't that there's a good plan on it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's mid-album and we will get something soon.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
At least give us a track.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to say, because last week we talked about Drake, where... Yeah, Mos Def. Yasiin Bey.
Mm-hmm.
I still call him Mos Def. That's the thing with name changes.
Yeah.
Like, anyways, said that Drake is pop.
Yep.
And mom music.
What? That was when I was here.
It was the week before. Oh, yeah. You know why?
Yeah.
It definitely was when you were here.
Yeah.
Because we'd probably still be talking about it if it was LaDon.
Yeah.
Because he would have defended him. But now, anyways, so Common came out and defended Drake,
mm-hmm.
saying that Drake is hip-hop. He came from hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Method Man defended him, too.
Yeah.
Right.
And pop artists can come from hip-hop.
Yeah.
And hip-hop can still be pop.
Yeah.
Pop means popular music. It's not its own genre, per se.
No.
Because that's why you can have a rock and roll song be
rock
pop.
Country.
Country, Taylor Swift,
yeah.
And Drake.
Because Taylor Swift's the own genre of music. No, but I get that they're defending them and saying what they're saying, right? But I don't think they're really taking in what Mos Def's trying to say.
Now, Mos Def recently rebutted. He says that Drake is a talented MC, but he said he wishes his music had more substance.
I can see that too.
That's what he said. And
see that too.
I can see it too, yeah. Like the songs that he, my favorite songs, the songs that's about something.
Mm.
Like today I was listening to Drake because the algorithms came on.
Yeah.
And it, the shoe fits. It was on the re-release of For All My Dogs.
Okay.
Scary Hours one. And I was listening to it like, skip. I was like, man, I don't usually skip Drake.
Yeah.
Like, I really like him, but I was like, man, this song just doesn't even seem like a song. It's just...
Yeah. But, like Mos Def, like I said, too, like Usain Bolt said, Mos Def, and I said, you can go to any store, whether it's grocery, mall, superstore, whatever, and at any point in time, if they have the radio playing, you can hear Drake. You can't hear Common. You can't hear Method Man. You can't hear Mos Def.
Yeah.
Right? That's what Mos Def was trying to say, why Drake is as pop as he is. You can hear him on there. It's not because he's not hip-hop. It's because his music more relates to what's popular in the world, therefore it's pop music.
But but he said his music is for shopping.
It is for shopping.
I mean, shopping. There's a difference between I'll hear this music while shopping and... this music is for shopping. You know what I mean? There's a difference there. But
it is. It's radio music. It's
for shopping.
Music. Radio music is for shopping.
Oh, shit.
It can be played damn near anywhere.
Yeah. So, true that. You know. His music is user-friendly.
Yeah.
Is what I'd say.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. User-friendly.
It is.
Right?
But that he has some hits, man. But,
no, I won't. I always told you guys, I don't really care for him. I can't deny his hits that he has.
Yeah.
I'm just not putting him in that Mount Rushmore of GOATs.
See, I'll always big him up for being Canadian and taking over the American game. If he was just that big in just Canada, I'd be like, I'd still be proud because he's Canadian.
Yeah.
But Cuz went down there and took and ran shit.
Yeah, he's not the only one, though.
Well, who else?
Yeah, like Celine Dion and them.
I'm talking about hip hop.
Oh yeah, hip hop.
I'm talking about hip hop, because like hip hop was born in America, right?
Yeah. Choclair tried to get down there.
What happened to Choclair, man?
And
yeah, that song "Let's Ride," and then
Maestro kind of got down there because he got in a few movies and shit down there.
Yeah, Maestro's dope.
Right, so
I hear he lives in St. John now.
Is that where he's at?
Yeah,
Newfoundland or St. John? St. John, New Brunswick. Okay, so the guy. You gotta drop the S, bro.
Which one has the S?
St. John's, Newfoundland.
Okay. All right. Why would they do that?
Because they're stupid.
Why'd they do that? All the names out there.
You know what I mean?
But, yeah. That's that. I like Drake's music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can live with it or without it.
I've been disappointed by his recent stuff. Yeah. But that's what happens when you set a bar high, man. There's lots of rappers from the 90s where when they put out stuff, it's like, it's good, but man, this is what you did before.
So here's the thing. I'm not going to say that you're falling off Drake, but you're starting to fall off some of his criteria that he's putting out, some of his shit that he's putting out. It's not really flocking to your ear no more.
Yeah.
He is a hip-hop / R&B artist.
Yeah.
We have an R&B artist who's been out just a little bit longer than him, and Chris Brown. And he seems like he's still going up, right?
I don't know if I'd say up. I'd say he's consistent.
More consistent.
Yeah,
music,
yeah.
You know what? There's three songs on there that I could skip. I just listened to after Scary album, whatever the fuck, and I'm skipping more than three songs.
And I'll say this. On Drake's latest album, none of them that I press liked on... or Spotify.
Right.
So none of them are I putting in any list. None of them. Not one. There's plenty that I won't skip if they come up.
Yeah.
But not one. And for Chris Brown, I'll be honest, it was only about four songs that I liked to put in an algorithm.
Yeah.
But I don't skip any.
Mm.
Like there's a couple songs, like if it came on, I'd play it.
Yeah.
There's a couple, like I said, that Drake song that today, I skipped it.
Yeah.
And I only want to bring up some other albums that I like stuff on.
Yeah.
Like freaking that Lil Wayne and
Two Chainz
album.
Yeah.
I was driving and I skipped it. I said some comment. Even Logan laughed at it. I was like, yeah, I was jamming. And then Two Chainz came on. I was like, I can't handle this. I just...
Let's listen to Transparency again.
No, because he goes first. That's how he tricked me, because I can't get rid of Two Chainz. So my song of the year last year.
Song of the year. Yeah. Oh, no, it was a song of the year, because you said a song by some Wu-Tang member came out just by, at the end of it.
Oh, no, that was the Wu-Tang album.
Was it a Wu-Tang album?
Wu-Tang song, sorry. The one that you even said you liked, but you didn't like Ghost Perp. You liked Mess better.
Yeah.
Man. I
can't remember the name of it.
It's named after a girl, and I can't remember the name. Anyways.
I didn't mind Ghost. Just, I told you, when I hear Ghost Rap, it reminds me of Slobby St. Bernard, bro. That's all. The part was good. It's just,
yeah.
You know, wasn't Mess.
True. Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. I like them both, but yeah. I know what you mean. But, all
it's
right.
It's his lisp. That's all it is. It's his lisp.
Yeah, Meth used to be like, remember when he used to rap with the fangs in?
Yeah, yeah. But you ain't got no choice. You're both watering, bro. Yeah, you ain't got no real, your real teeth ain't in your mouth right now. You got some fake teeth in your mouth. You're both going to get watered up. You're going to start drooling and shit. So that's why Meth sounded like that, right? So, like, Ghost just sound like that.
All right. All right, well, that's it for this episode of Avery Said of the Podcast. And, yeah.
What's this nigga saying, cuz?
Oh, he's saying something in my ear. Anyways, it's John Kizzy. You know who is he, a.k.a. Philly G, because they know who I be. I'm here with King Tigger.
The King of Kings.
And we'll catch you next time.